Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. Christmas time to come in. And I know I'm...
Welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 5th, 2012. And Jason, I don't know if you've seen me like this, because we've done a couple other radio events before, but this is what I call the radio event afterglow. I don't know if you can tell. It's not like there's the Shekinah glory around me, but I'm smiles from cheek to cheek. Is that how they say that? Smiles from cheek to cheek?
Cheek to cheek.
Okay, that's how it is. But what a wonderful event last night at the Olive Garden restaurant. And Jason, you have been at a few other events, but don't we have the best Great News Radio listening family?
Oh, definitely.
It was a riot just to see so many people come out and have fun and break bread together and interact. We had 21 Christian authors and artists that set up that whole back banquet room, totally loaded with all their wares, their artwork, their books, and it was just a festive environment. In fact, I posted, and I'm in the process of posting more photos at the Great News Radio Facebook account. Mm-hmm. So if you have a Facebook account, I think if they just go to the top and go to search and type in Great Space News Space Radio, then you'll see a little radio icon. Click on that, and then I'm going to have that album posted of some of the many people that were there and what was going on. And in fact, one of the managers of the Olive Garden, she was running around with my cell phone just taking pictures all the time. I gave her my cell phone. We were going to do one like stage picture so I could post it on the website, which we have one posted there.
But which girl was that?
That was that one blonde senior manager there.
She was in the corner with a cell phone calling her sister in England.
Yeah. That's what somebody said, because she just wandered off with it. And I was like, hey, she has my cell phone. And that's what somebody was saying. Oh, yeah, she's calling all over the world now. But what was neat is she just went around and took a lot of photographs. So we have those posted at the Facebook account at greatnewsradio.org and also at our website, greatnewsradio.org, on our homepage there. But festive environment, dozens and dozens, many, many people came out. We filled half of the restaurant from 5 to about almost 8 o'clock. I was there for nearly 5 hours with setup and getting things said and glad handing, I guess they say. Somebody said I was like senatorial as I went around from table to table.
Well, it probably had to do with your shirt and tie.
Yeah.
You were clearly overdressed.
One of the classic comments, there was a number of singing men there, and this came from Rich McClary, and he goes, what, are you behind on all your laundry? Did you have no more clothing? You know, they had never seen me with a sport coat on and a tie and a matching outfit and all. I did have jeans on, but I was, you know, a little more formally dressed, and it was just so fun. So thank you, those of you that were praying up for this radio event. There was a lot of things accomplished. Not only did some of these Christian authors and artists get to have kind of an audience or a public to sell their things to, but it allowed all the Great News Radio listeners to come together, to sit down, to break bread. That's one of the things I think, Jason, over the last year you've emphasized over and over again, how much communication, how much intimacy, sharing, growth can take place over a meal. Mm-hmm. Having a friend over, having a neighbor over, going out and having coffee, just the different ways to communicate over, like a dining room table or a restaurant table. And I love seeing that happen. Some single people came, some widows, some couples, or maybe somebody's spouse couldn't make it. So they got to sit with other people. And I love when all that conversation is enhanced because we have Jesus Christ in common. Yeah. So anyways, how did you like my comment about that Christian energy drink? See, I have it in front of me here. This one is, what is this? This is a cranberry grape blast. And I called it to Jason last night. He goes, what's that? I said, well, that was given to me. It's like an energy drink, you know, 5-hour energy, but without all the caffeine. So I was going to my...
Well, it's just funny because you got it at this event. So she was obviously a room full of Christians selling their things, and she had energy drinks. So it's like a Christian energy drink. So
yeah, it's
what
classic.
Does it say on the front here? It says, all the energy, none of the sugar, guaranteed to walk on water.
Yeah, it was classic. And do you like my new Christmas tree? Thank you, God, for Kathleen Jennings. Yeah. As I drove home last night, all those little ornaments, or there were some little jingles to it. Hey, grab it for a minute and shake it near the microphone. But that was the sound as I was driving home last night with Beamer. It's like, yeah, isn't that classic?
Jingle, Mark, jingle.
And you see, it's got lights and everything. So now I hadn't done any decorations. So I was kind of like, do I decorate this year or not? Well, now that's my first little.
Well, Beamer was sad, so.
Yeah.
he thought it was going to be, you were like the Scrooge or something. So now you got a tree.
And then look what I have next to it.
I know.
Describe that for our radio listening family.
It's a very nice, looks like a handmade wooden item. It says, the Heavenly Father's heart burns for you, and it has three crosses on the top. This is a nice piece of woodworking that was done.
Done from an Amish brother in the Lord, from Jacob Lambright. He and Rosemary were there with one of their daughters, and he had little publications and I think things that he had written, a number of tracts. We had all sorts of items there. I mean, from watercolors and artwork and framed paintings to books and jewelry and cosmetics and, as mentioned, the energy drink, the dolls and doll clothes. Did you see the little dolls? They were so lifelike. In fact, I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, share your story.
Did I tell you that already?
No, I overheard you telling somebody it.
I'm watching this one guy come in, and he has, what's the thing that you carry the little baby in?
Like a basket or a bassinet or something?
Yeah. So he's carrying it in through this door, and the door kind of slams on this bassinet with the little baby in it. I thought, what a dud dad. I mean, I kind of, in my mind, got a little angry. I thought, come on, guy, that's a little child in that thing. And I couldn't believe he let the door kind of slam on it or squeeze on it. And so I was just, you know, I had some ill feelings towards this guy. Well, later on, I realized they were these lifelike babies, but they were just dolls. And anyways, it was just funny, but they were that lifelike. And I just thought, how inconsiderate. And I thought, what a dud dad or something. But a lot of great gifts. And I know a number of books had sold and jewelry and other things. So that was great. And I got some future dates with, like, Phil Wright, a brother in Danville that listens to the station all the time. He says, hey, come on out, and I'll treat you at the Beef House. It's like, hey, I'm there, man. And he makes, like, specialty ice creams. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll make a flavor and name it after you. What do you want? I said, oh, maybe, like, pralines and creams and mint chocolate chip. I like those two, and I like this. And I said, hey, maybe I'll have a combination. He said, I'll call it Burns. So, anyways.
Burns Tracks.
That was kind of fun. And we sold some Singing Men CDs, mm-hmm. and that's always great. So those of you that want a nice gift item, what I'll do is, if you call in today, $10 for a CD. We have two different CDs, Singing and Declaring the Wonders of God, and then our second CD is called Godly Men. $10 if you want to do that as a stocking stuffer or a special Christmas gift. Just call the station, 217-367-7777, and we can mail those out to you in the next few days. So Singing Men CDs. We had a sign up for the Israel trip that you're being the primary teacher mm-hmm. for in March, and I had a sheet laid out and some people had signed up, and so maybe we'll just do a quick little announcement. We haven't said much about it over the air, but March 2nd through the 13th of 2013, so I guess about 4 or so months away, we'll be taking a group to the Holy Land. We'll be touring throughout the Holy Land, but it'll also include some special humanitarian projects. We'll have the opportunity to serve and share the love of Jesus with people, and because we have that element built into the trip, half of the trip costs can be raised through, you know, your church mission fund or through friends and neighbors or those that want to help send you to the Holy Land. So that's a unique way to bring some of the trip costs down for you. So you kind of pay half and then you can raise half, or you can pay it all and half would be a tax deduction. Mm-hmm. But that's coming up. And in fact, because we're doing that trip, you kind of caught the vision and said, Mark, I want to prepare these people before they go on the trip. And in fact, I just want to prepare Christians in general. And you have a little flyer that you created, and we're going to send it out to people in the next few weeks, and I've handed it out to some of the Singing Men. But tell us about this Rabbi Jesus teaching series that we're going to begin a week from this coming Friday.
Really, it just says, Rabbi Jesus, join us as we study the Jewish cultural roots of the Old and New Testament and their deep connection to the land of Israel. You know, this land of Israel where God chose as he put skin on, and as it says in John, he came down and he dwelt among us. He tabernacled amongst us. Well, he chose this land called Israel, which has this deep connection all the way back to the beginning of the Bible, you know, way back in Genesis. I think that as Western evangelical Christians, we have lost sight of the Jewish roots of the Bible. Mm-hmm. We've lost sight of it. Like I shared with a number of folks at the Olive Garden when they were asking me, what is this about? I said, Matthew and Mark and John were Jewish. Therefore, they wrote the Gospels from a Jewish perspective. Luke was not. He was Greek. But still, he was influenced by Mark's gospel, because we know that Mark wrote first. Therefore, Mark laid out kind of an outline for everybody else to work from. And then we know that Paul was a rabbi. Paul was a Jewish teacher. In fact, it says that Paul studied beneath Gamaliel. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. Gamaliel, it says in the Mishnah, it says that Gamaliel was one of the most esteemed teachers, and when he passed away, that all the breath of teaching came out of the Torah. So Gamaliel being this great teacher, which then meant that Paul wasn't just a good teacher. Paul was probably a great teacher. And we read in the Bible...
Like discipled under the best.
Right. And we read in the Bible that Paul went to the synagogues and he reasoned with the Jews. Not everybody just got to come in the door and reason with the Jews. When he arrived, he had Jewish credibility. I think about that great passage in Philippians where the Jews, you know, the Judaizers are basically going around and causing trouble for the Philippian church. And Paul goes, okay, we want to talk about pedigree? Well, I'm Pharisee of the Pharisee tribe of Benjamin. You know, he lays it out. He goes, I'm the man. And by the way, I'm willing to bow down because Jesus is the man. But we have to understand those Jewish roots, because if we don't understand those Jewish roots, if we don't understand what a Jewish writer's perspective is, I think it was a very secular writer, Stephen King, said, to know the writings, you must know the writer, because you must know the perspective in which they write in, the brokenness or the healing that they write from, the place that they were, the places they've been. That shapes what they've written.
And you gave an example last night. I was overhearing you explaining, like an example from the gospel, what something would mean. You gave that illustration about like the eyes being the lamp of the body or something. Tell that again, because that's a really good intro into some of the things that you're going to discuss as you teach this series, beginning a week from next Friday.
Yeah. Well, it says in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And I have heard many, many times this passage used in terms of men who look at pornography or lust or that, you know, well, when you sin with your eyes, you make your whole body bad. And that's not what it means. Because if we understand the Jewish idiom for a good eye...
And explain what an idiom is.
An idiom is kind of a cultural saying. A great way to define that is, it's raining cats and dogs. Something that's very much just a part of our culture. Somebody shared with me not too long ago that in Russia they say it's raining doorknobs and bedposts. So everybody has a different kind of cultural... Euphemism is a bad word. What would the word be?
Well, you were saying that idiom, but it's great because we literally know it's not raining cats and dogs. It's an expression. And so everyone's familiar with, like, an idiom is just something where you kind of exaggerate using, everyone knows what we're saying. So it's raining cats and dogs, but it's not really raining cats and dogs, but we understand, wow, it's really coming down.
Yeah, so Jesus says the eyes is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. Well, in Jewish terms, to have a good eye means to be generous. We can go back to Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 9. It says, take care, lest there be an unworthy thought in your heart. And you say, the seventh year, the year of release is near, and your eye look grudgingly on your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry to the Lord against you, and you be guilty of sin. See, when we understand the relationship of the Old Testament and the New Testament, we understand that, number one, that this good eye has to do with generosity, with our generosity to our brothers and our sisters. And then we go forward here, and Jesus uses it again. By the way, if you go to Israel, there's a cancer fund that raises money, and they use the idiom, they say, give with a good eye. Jesus is saying here, if your eye is good, you will be generous. You'll be full of light. Well, you know what? People I know who are generous are more and more full of the Holy Spirit. And that fits in. See, if somebody says, well, no, wait, this just has to do with what you see with your eyes and the condition of your soul, well, that would be within Jesus' message, but disconnected from his main message. But when we talk about the good eye being generosity to the widows and the orphans and the least of these, that fits perfectly into the context of the message that Jesus came in. One of the great messages he came to preach. In fact, when we read the Gospels, he spends a great deal of time talking about the least of these, the poor, the orphans, the widows. It's one of the things that the apostles take up as a mantle in Acts. And they say, look, there's widows and we're not able to feed them. We've got to do something. So this fits into the context of what Jesus is teaching and what Jesus wants to say. But often we have lost sight of that because we don't know what that Jewish idiom is. Look, here's a great thing to understand. English language has like 20,000 words, I think. And I think there's even more than that. There's a lot of words. The Jewish language, especially the Jewish language of the Bible, it only had 4,500 words. That was it. So words did double duty. Words were used experientially with a physicality to them. Everything was more than just that word, because when a word was said, people would equate it with a physical object or an experience. So there was a deeper meaning to things, because they couldn't define everything down to the nth like we can today. You know, we can pretty squarely define what something is. They couldn't do that. So they would connect it to some deep experience that they had had, and we've lost that.
And so this six-part series, which you can come once or all six times, so don't worry if you miss one. It's not like they're all strung together, but you're going to take different biblical narratives, different maybe sites or locations or themes, and each week.
I taught this class in one form. I taught this class at a church in Peoria for a number of years. 3 years I taught this class. So I wrote it and then worked out the kinks, and I taught it maybe seven times. And I agree with you. It's broken down into individual classes. The first class will be Thinking Torah.
Now, when is that?
That's going to be on December 14th. The second class.
So that's a week from this coming. There's this coming Friday,
yep.
Then a week from this Friday. And what are the times? Just so people can get that down and
sure.
We'll share it again.
6:30 to 8 p.m.
6:30 to 8 p.m. So about an hour and a half. It'll be a great time of fellowship. And what's the very first theme?
It's going to be Thinking Torah. So this is what I would tell people. If there's a class that you want to attend, or if you want to dip your feet in the water, that's the one to come to, because we're going to talk about what it means to use the first five books of the Bible as the lens from which you read the entire Bible from. How you think Torah being the teaching of God, the first five books of the Bible, how Jesus would have viewed that, because that's what we're missing. We're missing looking at the world through these first century lenses. And instead, we look at it now, 2,000 years later, through a different set of lenses, and we miss so many things because they've just been lost to time.
And Great News Radio is helping sponsor this event. This is something that Jason and I have been praying about, talking about, thinking through, and we just said, hey, let's just do a series on Rabbi Jesus and just connect it, help the evangelical mind understand some of the Hebrew idioms, some of the Hebrew expressions, just the unique way that a Jewish mind would catch it, but oftentimes our Greek, Roman, Greco mind might just miss some very important truths or nuggets. So it's going to be kind of a Bible teaching series. I'm excited to attend and hope many of you can come out. So put at least the first date on your calendar. You'll hear more about the other dates. But it's Friday night, December 14th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be happening at the Community Evangelical Free Church. That's right on Route 47 in River Bend Boulevard in Mahomet. And if you need more information, you can call the station, 217-367-7777. Or you can call Jason at the church. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you'd say, hey, can we bring my small group or with my family? Would somebody 10 years old or 15-year-olds feel comfortable in the class? I mean, he can cover some of those specifics, but the number of the church is 217-586-5165. That's 217-586-5165. I'm excited about it, and it's a week from this Friday, December 14th, and then kind of every other week, if you will, after that, December 28th, January 11th, January 25th, February 8th, and February 22nd. So almost every other week, every third week. So we'll have that series going.
And I kidded some ladies last night that the second class is the day before my birthday, so we're going to have cake in that class. So, you know, if you told me you were going to have cake at your event, I probably would 50% better chance I arrived there.
Yeah. So I hope many of you will come out. It's a great series, and whether you can come once or all six times, I think we're going to all profit. Hey, you can never go wrong when you meet with other believers and you study God's Word. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. If you have the night available, make it a date night. Take your honey out, get an early dinner in, and then come join us for a time of great fellowship. So I'm looking forward to that. And thank you, God, for Joey. He came all the way in from Springfield and recorded a number of our radio listeners. You'll hear some of those testimonies and spots in the coming days. And it was just great. Karen Harrison, the worker bee of the world. I call her my office manager extraordinaire. She went around handing out Voice of Listener radio surveys and program guides, which makes me remember we're going to have some prize drawings here. I got five different gifts are laid out here, and the first gift goes to...
Oh, let me get this out of the thing here. Sharon Mertens, married to Roger Mertens.
And she's going to get...
She's going to get Erwin Lutzer's When a Nation Forgets God.
Oh, don't want to forget about God. Okay, that's going to be mailed out in the next day or two.
Okay, shake that sucker up. Let me get some more. Whoa,
Nelly!
Marcia Elmore... And she,
you can tell why I let you say all the names.
And she wins Inciting Incidents, Six Stories of Fighting Disappointment in a Flawed World.
That's a good one. In fact, I talked with one of the supporting authors of that book, and we had an interview on that some months back. It's a good book. Okay, another one.
Yeah, we have Betty Thompson married to Sam Thompson, and they're going to get the Gaither Vocal Band reunited on DVD.
DVD, great.
Can't go wrong with the Gaithers.
Thanks for filling out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and we have those available. If you ever call in and want to fill out one, I many times remember to pull some names out during the week.
We have Sean Bennett, married to Joanna Bennett, and they're going to get God Loves You by Dr. David Jeremiah.
Does he really love us?
Hey, this is a signed
copy,
David Jeremiah. He even put Romans 5:8 in it.
Yep, that's signed by him. That's in the front cover, and that's a hardback. That's a good book. Okay, the last one, and this is a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden restaurant, and it's going to
Cynthia Wasson, and that's going to be, the $25 gift card to the Olive Garden restaurant.
All right, thank you. Cindy's a sweet one. So, all right. Well, that was kind of fun. I think I sent out an email to a bunch of people announcing the event, and I said, I was supposed to say you can't win unless you come in and attend, and I said, you can win. I don't know. Instead of saying can't, I put can. Oh, well. But anyways, most people got it. A couple of people said, hey, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, I know it means you need to be there. So, anyways, thank you so much for praying up the event. It was so fun to gather together and to meet up and to see God at work. And thank you, Jason, for all the time you were there for so hours, helping people pack up, helping people lug stuff in. You were getting to go around table to table, meeting with people, and that was so fun. I got to sit with a lot of different people, and, you know, isn't it all about that, especially during the season when God became man, when God took on the human flesh, if you will, the form of a child, and yet I like to say, you know, but right now he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, he's going to be returning. Sometimes we forget that fact, that he's going to be returning, and this time victorious with all power and authority, and we got to take to heart that he is returning, and we want to be ready, and we want to be following him faithfully. We want to be daily in his word. We want to be praying and thinking about him and having him work in and through us. And what a privilege to be a follower of his. And I know this past Sunday, I could have just let you loose and just said, Jason, tell me about why Jesus is the part of the season. And that would have been 25 minutes.
Well, you know, I just want to say this quickly from gathering. Is that, you know, Mark already highlighted that it's just great to be able to go around and spend time with people. And I've just been meditating on it myself, how much time we spend going out and finding the perfect gift for somebody, when the greatest gift that we could actually give them is the time that we spent looking for that gift. We could spend that with them, rubbing shoulders and maybe having a meal and just loving on them, because ultimately that's the most precious thing you have. That's a thing that's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, your time. So spend time with people that you love and cherish, and bring Jesus along with you, because that's always good.
Amen. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. And I'll point it out now, Friday we're going to be talking all about Ruth again. I think it's the fifth or sixth time. It'll be archived also if you missed some of the past programs, but we'll be studying the book of Ruth. So be sure to tune in for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.